Hare Krishna. More important than higher or lower level of bhakti is sustainable level of bhakti. Sometimes some spiritual seekers get caught up in thinking, oh, that is a higher level of bhakti. Say somebody fasts Nirjalonika Dashi, or somebody chants a lot of extra rounds, or somebody does practices at a very high standards. And sometimes people get very caught up in, oh, I want to practice at that level. If I'm not practicing at that level, then am I doing pure bhakti? And am I at a lower level of bhakti? So the important thing we need to recognize when you're practicing bhakti is not to practice bhakti at the highest level necessarily. It is to practice at a sustainable level. To understand this, consider an example of a marathon as contrasted with a sprint. Say a 100 meter sprint versus say a 10 kilometer marathon if we have. Now in a 100 meter sprint, the most important thing is how fast one can run. And the fastest speed that one can run at, that is the best. And the sprint gets over within a matter of minutes usually. But as compared to that, if one has to go on a long marathon, then the important thing is not the fastest run. Yes, it's not that we have to be sluggards and just sleep or laze around. But the important thing is that somebody may just run very fast initially and then lose energy, and thereafter just fade away. In contrast with that, importantly, people who run in a marathon, they pace themselves. They according to their stamina, they make sure that they run at as fast as possible, but as fast as possible in a way that they can run the whole distance. Similarly, when we want to practice bhakti, we need to recognize that the important thing is not just to ascend to the highest level of bhakti practice. The important thing is to practice in a way that is sustainable. And Krishna talks about this. Na buddhi bhedam janaye avgyanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yuktah samacharan. He says that don't agitate people by trying to externally, forcibly push them to a higher level of spiritual practice than what they are comfortable with. Rather, joshayet sarva karmani. Encourage them to gradually spiritualize their activities according to their level of practice. Vidvan yuktaha samacharan. Vidvan yuktaha. Which a person can act properly. The wise person engages people, engages others accordingly. So, now the important thing in bhakti is that actually, the more we practice bhakti, the more we become confident. And naturally, organically, as we keep practicing, we slowly, steadily keep intensifying our bhakti practice. But the thing is that we can take inspiration from others, and when we are trying to guide and inspire others, we should definitely encourage others to rise to a higher level. But rather than sending people on a guilt trip, which is actually disempowering quite often, making them think that, oh, you are not practicing at a higher level, you can encourage people to practice at a sustainable level. And when they practice at a sustainable level, they gradually recognize that they are satisfied in their bhakti practice. And by gaining satisfaction in their bhakti practice, that satisfaction inspires them to move forwards, onwards, and then they rise to a higher level of bhakti practice thereby. And in this way, they keep moving onwards. So bhakti, the practice of bhakti is a marathon. It may extend over many lifetimes, or at least one lifetime. So rather than judging ourselves or judging others by the level that one is practicing right now, or for a few months, or even for a few years, we need to know that bhakti has to be practiced lifelong. And we need to understand our own nature, understand what it is that attracts us in bhakti, and by that, situate ourselves in a way that we can practice bhakti sustainably and thus attain in the long run the supreme success of life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.